USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
PG&E is shutting off the power to nearly 1 million customers across Northern California. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says residents need to take extra precaution on the roads this evening.
We need everyone to approach intersections with caution. The signals are out. We want everyone to come to a four-way stop. We want everyone to obey all road closures and detours. Most importantly, avoid the driving at night if at all possible.
High winds are threatening power lines while the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County burns over 25,000 acres at 10% containment. The scheduled shutoffs are between 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Pacific time, beginning tonight through midday on Monday. Police are investigating a deadly shooting at a Walmart in Waycross, Georgia. Authorities say a 19-year-old gunman opened fire inside the store early this morning before killing himself. There were no reports of any injuries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A new report out says many parents are not worried about train safety. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The new report says every 5 days in America, a young person aged 19 or under is killed by a train. Safe Kids Worldwide issuing the report to tell parents that it can take a mile for a heavy freight train to stop even after a locomotive engineer spots someone or even a vehicle on the tracks. The nonprofit group's urging parents to teach their kids about the dangers of walking near railroad tracks and to obey railroad crossing gates and lights and to avoid using cell phones or headphones whenever they're near railroad tracks.
On Saturday, many Americans across the country safely returned unwanted pills as it's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. The Drug Enforcement Agency holds the event annually to provide a safe way to get rid of unused prescription drugs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has a wealth tax plan that calls for a 2% increase on taxes of families with a net worth of over $50 million, and it would be 3% on households with a net worth of over $1 billion. Now, Warren has said she's going to use this money to help pay for her Medicare for All plan and other big government programs that she's proposing. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells Fox News there's no way the rich people can pay for everything, and some of Warren's programs will be paid for by the middle class.
Well, she's already told us some things. She said she'll repeal the Trump Republican tax cuts. For the median income family of four, that's a $2,000 tax increase each year. For a single mother with one child, $35,000, it's a $1,300 tax increase every year. That's just, and she spent this money, by the way, many, many times. Every time she talks, it's not just Medicare for All. She's doing all sorts of other spending. And every time she tells you it's the same three rich guys are going to pay for it all, In point of fact, she talks about taxing rich people the way magicians do misdirection. They say, oh, look over here. She wants you to think she's taxing rich people. There's not enough money there to do all the things she wants. She's going to go straight to the middle class. This is what Sweden does. This is what Denmark does. This is what the European countries that spend the way she and Bernie Sanders want to. And Sanders admits he'll raise taxes on the middle class.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.